This is Bevan, and this is A Coffee with God. It's a daily devotion, or we like to look at it as a daily activation of our faith. We want to journey through the scriptures with the sole pursuit of you and I growing in our loving union with Jesus. A daily rhythm is vital in order to grow in that relationship. I'm going to ask you to check out our website, www.co-church.org, because on there you're going to find other content. There's blogs, there's video messages, and also it's a way for you to get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you. So please check that out and let's listen to today's devotion. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. We boast in the hope of the glory of God. If there is anything to be boastful about, it's to boast in God's glory and not in our self-righteousness. Because God, through Christ, has made a way for us when we couldn't make a way for ourselves, that for you and I to simply believe, it gains us access to God's amazing grace. And so that is something to boast in. It's something to celebrate. It's something to grasp. Hope, encouragement, optimism, that God would make a way for us. So good things. It is the good news, the good gospel. But then we go into verse 3 of Romans chapter 5, and it's a verse that sounds awesome. It's a verse that comes straight out of a movie script, kind of one of those heroic moments where there is a speech and a rousing celebration around it. But really, when you look at these next few verses, you appreciate, particularly because of what we're navigating, what you might be going through right now, and thinking about trials and challenges, this is an uncomfortable confrontation of the truth of God. However, we see the benefit in it. Because Romans 5:3 says this: not only do we boast in the hope of the glory of God, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who He has given us. So these sufferings, these times of pain, these times of trial, we're not looking at them and necessarily inviting them or welcoming them or putting suffering on a pedestal as such. Although there is a refining through the fires of suffering. There is a depth, there is substance. And character is something that can be so lacking in people that we esteem, people that we celebrate. And without the substance of character, we can never truly carry the responsibility of any gifting that might come into our life, any blessing that comes into our life. And so we embrace suffering, trial, challenge, again, not because we like it, because it's amazing, because it's good necessarily, but we embrace the work that by God's grace that we have celebrated previously, we can be developed into people of substance, people of character, people now of hope. And then finally, it ends with this. You see, just at the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. And there is the ultimate victory, that while we were at our weakest, while we were at our worst, Christ died. He conquered death, rose again. And now, as it says at the beginning there, we boast in the grace of God that we access by faith. And so here is this full picture of the journey in following Jesus, that there is something to be hopeful about, to be boastful about in Him, not in ourselves, but that through suffering, through trial, through challenge, there is something of substance developed in us. Lord God, we come before You right now and we offer everything of what our current circumstance is. If it is good to You, be the glory. If it is tough, may our lives, by Your grace, through us accessing it in our faith, may it develop something of substance which ultimately brings You glory as well. And God, I pray for comfort, for wisdom. I pray for Your smile and favor to be upon people's lives, even in the midst of our sufferings. In Jesus' name, amen.